And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. This is a major episode as we have conference realignment knocking at the doors of this state. Louisiana Tech has been voted in and is now going to be formally accepting their invitation to join the Sun Belt at any moment now. This is, of course, the most significant realignment that we've seen in the state of Louisiana since Tulane left Conference USA last to join the American Conference just under a decade ago. And this proves a pivotal point for the Bulldogs as they have decided that Conference USA is a sinking ship they can no longer stay on, with now 10 members being lost in the last just really 3 years. So this will be a major stepping stone to see as the state now becomes more cohesive with UL, ULM, and La Tech all now joining and holding on in the Western Division. They make up 20% of the Sun Belt now. That is a major voting block and will have major not only control but influence in how the Sun Belt directs itself in the coming years. And I think this is why the move makes sense. It's been excited and it's been, lauded by politicians. It's been lauded by those who are in control of the university. And as we expect the official announcement to come out, you'll learn a little bit more. But before that happens, let me tell you a little bit here on Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. My name is Donald. If you do not know, I host this episode where we talk about the Group of Five schools in the state of Louisiana, as well as FCS and any other major sporting events. It's all going to be found here on Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. And let's talk a little bit about what this practically means. Now, if you're unfamiliar, this is Louisiana Tech's second attempt at being a Sun Belt member. They previously were a member from 91 to 2001. Now, a lot of people will write that in their article. They won't tell you the real fact of the matter is that they were a Sun Belt member that was an independent in football, except for a couple years in the defunct Big West. Louisiana Tech has always had a layer of prestige that they claim from their notable alumni base and their notable performances. Of course, the Bradshaw years, they're very proud of. They're very proud, of course, in basketball, the Carl Malone years, the Lady Texters, and all of those programs and the history that they have, which is rightfully earned, but sometimes it does put the fan base in a position to where they are sometimes overzealous on what is accomplishments that maybe don't hold the weight they once did. And that is why you have seen strong pushback to this from new Sun Belt members, primarily those in Virginia, West Virginia, Marshall, and as well as South Carolina. And what I believe that really boils down to, for those who may see headlines and you think, okay, why would you not want to take a school that's in your footprint that has, you know, rivalries built up over years with some of these programs? Why would you even hesitate to take that school? And what it boils down to is that you're putting a lot of power in one half of the conference. And you're also making it relatively a lot more convenient for one half of the conference, with both ULM and La Tech being under an hour bus ride from each other. The expenses are going to go way down, of course, not being much more than a 3-hour bus ride at worst from UL Lafayette. And then you also have Hattiesburg and Jonesboro, who are both within day trips. You suddenly now have a almost drivable conference, which is not something that's often seen in this region of the United States, particularly when you think about Power Five football. If you are an LSU fan, the closest school you can go to in the SEC is about a minimum of 5 hours away, and that being in College Station if you go at midnight and drive through the middle of the night. It's not something that's that common down here. And it's just a fact of the matter. And that is something that the East was hoping they would get to experience if they brought in another school, be it Western Kentucky or Ohio. Someone that's relatively in their footprint is going to spread out the geographical footprint and the power. Now it's going to be three schools all within the state of Louisiana. Major impact. Let's talk a little bit here right after you hit the subscribe button. And of course, if you're already here, you've been here long enough, go ahead and like it. You're hearing the information, you're happy to hear it, and I'm happy to give it to you. That's how we grow the community. That's how we know more as we get close to football. I'm excited about these Bulldogs. We're going to talk about their odds real quick at the end of the show. We're going to talk about what Sonny Cumbie has under his control as he goes into year four. It's certainly going to be a pivotal one for him. I believe it's make or break at this point, but again, now that I've given you a second chance, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button over on the other platforms, and of course, if you're listening, thank you so much. We appreciate you over on the podcast platforms. Okay, so we knew they used to be a Sun Belt member that wasn't playing football in the Sun Belt. Now, what will it take for them to return? Well, the Sun Belt as a conference is going to be automatically on the hook for a buyout from Conference USA, which we expect to be no less than $5 million. Now, this is one of the things that is such a critical point in conference realignment that, you know, we talk about it, but we don't really talk about it. Why would Louisiana Tech want to leave Conference USA, which they have so much influence in? They're one of the longest standing members in Conference USA. And, you know, honestly, they're sort of the kingpin of all these smaller FCS come ups in the past few years. Why would such a long standing program say, okay, now's the time to leave? And the fact of the matter is, with the House settlement, which we talked about in a previous episode of Keeping It True by Louisiana, see the card above, you can no longer operate these programs without additional revenue sources or increasing your revenue sources intelligently. So Ryan Ivey, who is in his full second year now as the athletic director at Louisiana Tech, you're starting to see things come out from the way how he's trying to run the program. They recently had a drive to raise money for the athletic program. $8 million was their goal. They did hit that goal. They're also exploring other methods and avenues for increasing that revenue dollar. Of course, in that previous episode of Keeping It True by Louisiana, we talked about the bill that was passed in the House, which raised the sports betting tax in the state by about 6.5%. That now will net Louisiana Tech roughly an additional $1.7 million in revenue every year to operate simply by being in this state. And it's one of those things that I mention and I say it so often. You have to have a 360 view of how these schools operate if you expect the results you want to expect. And in that episode, I talked about it's not a huge advantage, but it's something that the schools will use in this state. And now you see them moving intelligently. They've now lowered their travel expenses. They're putting their most elite teams in great geographical footprint with each other, playing the best teams. Look, the Sun Belt is now going to primarily focus on, and I know that's not what they really will be focusing on because the football money does take 80% of the revenue in, but this is now a baseball and softball mid-major. They want to almost be the Big East of baseball and softball. And I believe when you look at how their house dollars get settled out in the next coming years, see how I did that? Ha ha ha. But the way how they get distributed amongst their players, to be serious, you're going to see that there is a disproportionate amount going to the baseball and softball programs. And you look at what Louisiana Tech did following that, of course, tragic and unfortunate tornado a few years ago. They put money into the baseball and softball programs. It goes to show that Louisiana Tech is committed to being a dominant athletic program. They put up quality facilities. They hire generally very quality coaches and staffs. And they don't really cut corners too much when it comes to the athletic program. And that's something that they needed when they made this move. So what I teased earlier, they were getting approximately somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000 in media share distributions in this current environment where the Conference USA was pretty much, you know, like I say, FCS come-ups, and then you have a couple withstanding longer-term members such as Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee State. Now, going into the Sun Belt, you are joining a much stronger, and I stress much stronger, conference. It doesn't always feel that way here in Louisiana, and a lot of the times, partially due to Louisiana Tech's own doing, the Sun Belt became a joke in the later 2000s, early 2010s, because it just wasn't the strongest conference. And a lot of people thought that it was on the chopping block. But it goes to show that the leadership that got in there did their job correctly. And now Louisiana Tech has to use this new revenue to revitalize what was a very winning program. During some of those Skip Holtz years, particularly the early ones, you know, you look at their record. I have it there on screen for you. 18, they were 8-5. In 2019, they tied for the their conference at the time, division in Conference USA at 10-3, had a very good year. They were one of two group of five programs to win six consecutive bowl games. And this is not a team that is necessarily bad. This is not a program that's bad. It's been largely misdirected, and you start to see Ryan Ivey taking it in a different direction. He's putting major investment where he can into this football program to get it back to where it deserves to be. You see that they just put in a massive media package at Joe Ie Stadium, including a brand new scoreboard. There is a new performance center that's being added into the end zone there, as well as the other performance center that was added, as well as suites in the last 10 years. So it's really an up-and-coming program for those of you who may not be as familiar with it. And I really think that's what's going to get them moving in the right direction. But as they finish out Conference USA play here, look, their win total right now is at 5.5. I'm going to do a full season preview for not only Louisiana Tech, but all teams in the state of Louisiana. You'll be seeing those here at the end of July going into August. So do keep your eye out for those. And their current odds to win the conference football play, sorry, the college football playoff, is unfortunately the worst in the nation, along with new Sunbelt member ULM. Look, those schools are ones that are going to have to do some things, but the way you hear ULM's athletic director talk about it, you can certainly go find that interview. I do apologize for losing the station affiliate that handled it, but he was talking about the prospect of adding La Tech. Look, I think they're excited because they realize there's an opportunity now to avoid major financial windfall. And, you know, if you compare the expenses to take a team of 20-25, say softball, from Monroe to Ruston, or a basketball team of, say, 15-20 from, again, Monroe to Ruston versus Monroe to, if you were going to Western Kentucky, to Ohio, Athens, Ohio. Yeah, entirely different thing. And it does bode well for the state. And as much as I try not to be a homer, although that is kind of the point of the channel, within reason, of course, I do try and be an objective journalist. You know, it feels good. It feels good to know that moves are being made in the right direction. Of course, the best move that we can all make together right now is, of course, to go ahead, hit the subscribe button, and do stay with me for more of these episodes. I'm glad you made it to the end. This is, of course, the end of this one, but we have much more coming out. We'll be hearing about Media Days as that takes place over the next few weeks. That's the next time you'll hear us here on Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. And then after that, it will be season previews, and those will be specialty episodes that will come out for each school, as well as having video accompanying episodes if you are over on our media platforms, TikTok, YouTube, or wherever you like to find our video media. Once again, this has been Donald, your host of this and every episode of Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. Thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you in the next one. This has been a True by You Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True by You Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.